Have your seat in God's presence. We thank you. Father, we thank you. Can we take two testimonies quickly? If you have testimony, just come to the front, the first two. You have captured my heart.
Consumed my heart with you.
I only want the instrument and me.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for what the Lord has done to this family. 22nd of this month, we clocked 25 years of marriage with my wife. So let me thank God. We are praying for mercy and favor upon this family that will lead and sustain in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are willing, the Lord will give them strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
So Malam at Malama at 25. Can we appreciate the Lord together? Hold them well. He praised the name of the Lord.
I want to appreciate God. Some time ago, Pastor preached on the blood of Jesus. And he said, whatever is not moving, either in your business or in your shop, you should go there, plead the blood of Jesus over it. I have control of two training rooms. And one of them, nobody has come to say, please, I want to even use this room. So I started going to work. The first thing, I would plead the blood of Jesus over the two rooms. And last week, somebody walked in and said, I want to use that room for a year. And he has started paying in advance. I want to just appreciate God.
Did you hear that? We not go force you to apply the word of God. Oh. I've been here for 11 years. I'm tired of forcing people. In fact, my new year resolution, may I not tell you that resolution. Say, Pastor, welcome to church. Welcome to church. Lift your two hands up. Can I shout the blood of Jesus? Can I shout the blood of Jesus? Can I shout the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. There is something you desire. You have seen men for it. And they have failed you. Let the blood handle it for you. Are you here today? Are you here now? Are you here? There is something you have sought for. You have gone to see men and they have failed you. Let the blood work it out for you. Lift your two hands up. You know that thing. Lift your two hands. The only thing you do is just be shouting the blood of Jesus. Ah! There is no door that can be shut against the blood. No! There is no human being that can say no to the blood. Provided it is God's will. Provided it is God that is telling you. Ah! Lift your two hands up. The only thing you need to do is to think about that thing. Let me give you 15 seconds. Talk about it. Talk about that thing. Say, Lord, is this area I want you to remember me? Just talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Lift your hands up. Can I shout the blood of Jesus? The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I said, shout the blood of Jesus. Can I hear you shout the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Since we started, we taught the dimension. Only 1 week now, on a Friday, Sunday and Wednesday. The number and kind of testimonies I've heard is mind-boggling. The word of God works. See, if you are in church and you are in God's uncle, you know God's uncle, the one that sit down, you ask them to do anything. We have been in the church for 35 years. We know they do them like that. Yes, that is why your life is as stagnant like that for 35 years. When you listen to simple instructions and obey in God's presence, and it is not contrary to the word, we have taught you. If it's contrary to the word, don't do it. And if not contrary to the word, do it and see what will happen. I ask that the blood will speak better things for you. In the name of Jesus. This morning, we want to talk about a dimension of a spirit of the Lord. We want to speak about a seven spirits of God. But because of our time, I will not do some exegesis in the beginning. I just want to go straight to it. Just forgive me a little. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. Revelation 1, verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Who are the seven spirits before the throne? Revelation 3:1. Let's continue. 3:1. 3:1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and thou diest. The first one, I, John, write a letter to you from the one who is, who was, and is to come, and the seven spirits. And now I write to you, the church in Sardis. These are the things of he who has the seven spirits of God. What are the seven spirits of God? Revelation 4:5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, we are getting closer to the meaning of a seven spirit of God. In Revelation 4:5, it said the lamps are the seven spirits of God. Can we jump to Revelation 5:6? Revelation 5:6. And I behold, and lo, in the midst of a throne and of a four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamp. And you know Jesus is a lamp. As it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. Now there is a lamp. He has seven horns. He has seven eyes. And those seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. Have you read before where they say the eyes of the Lord go through from through the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those that love him? What are those eyes? The eyes are the seven spirits of God. But because I said because of our time, let me just jump and move forward. Isaiah 11 verse 2. A picture of what the seven spirits of God are. In Revelation 5:6, we were told that the lamb who was slain. And if you read the genealogy of Jesus, you discover that Jesus was a son of David, a son of Jesse, the son of Abraham. If you come to Isaiah 11 from verse 1, let's start from verse 1 to 5. 1 to 5. And there came forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch who shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reproof after the hearing of his ears. But in righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Verse 5. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the guide of his reins. Let's go back to verse 1 and 2. Put them together for me. 1 and 2 together. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. A branch from his root. A rod out of Jesse. And we said that Jesus is a rod out of Jesse. Remember, in Revelation 5, 6, a lamb that was slain has the seven spirit, has seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. In Isaiah 11, 2, somebody from Jesse, and we know the one that came from Jesse, who was the lamb that was slain, was Jesus. And they said there are some things that will be upon him. And let's look. Put verse 2 on the screen for me. And the whole church will read verse 2 together, and we go and explain. 1, 2, go. And the spirit of a God shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Mentioned here are seven dimensions of the spirit, representing the seven spirits of God. Let's take them one after the other. Let's go. Number one, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest. That's one, the spirit of the Lord. Number two, the spirit of. Number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. What is the seventh spirit? What is the sixth spirit? Fifth spirit. So you can't go backwards. Okay, let's go. We'll be, it's forward ever, Abby. Backward never. Forward ever. Okay, let's go again. The spirit of the Lord shall rest. That's the first spirit. That's the first dimension. Number two, the spirit of wisdom. Number three, spirit. Number four, number five, number six, number seven. The Holy Spirit is one, but there are various manifestations of him. The Holy Spirit is one, but there are various dimensions of him. The Holy Spirit is one, but there are various characteristics and attributes of him. The Holy Spirit is one, but he reveals himself in various ways. And there are the various manifestations and revelations of the Holy Spirit. It's what we call the seven spirits of God. There are seven primary ways in which he reveals himself. Seven primary manifestations of the Holy Spirit. But in the life of many believers, they have one or two of those manifestations, even though the Holy Spirit is in them. There is this Israeli lamp. I don't know. I forgot the name we call it. You see, it has like seven rods with the oil inside. It's a picture of the seven lamps representing the seven spirits of God. The oil is the same, but the channel through the oil flows are seven. The Holy Spirit is one, but the channels through which he operates are seven. This he operates more than that, but these are seven primary things that God, what the dimensions that God wants us to live in life. Let's take the first one, the Spirit of the Lord. Whenever you see the Spirit of the Lord, you see signs, you see wonders in the Bible. Always, if you look at that verse, you read, the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon him. Most of the time in the Bible, when you see the Spirit of the Lord came, the Holy Spirit came upon the person, it is the dimension of the Spirit of the Lord that is at work. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And the dimension is the dimension of the anointing, is the dimension of power. The Spirit of the Lord is the power that gives us boldness. The Spirit of the Lord is the spirit, the dimension of the spirit that gives us dominion. The Spirit of the Lord is the dimension of a spirit that makes us to look at opposition in the face. The Spirit of the Lord is the dimension of a spirit that fights our wars. It's the dimension that comes for signs and wonders. In Acts 8, I think it's 39, after Philip as minister, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he disappeared. The Spirit moving fear. When the Spirit of the Lord is in operation, you are bold like a lion. In fact, people look at you and say, is that not that gentle girl? Is that not that gentle girl? Is that not that gentle girl? Is the Spirit of the Lord that makes you know pastors that are quiet and gentle. But when they mount the altar, they carry the mic. There's something that comes upon them. The Spirit of the Lord is always upon. The Spirit of the Lord is what makes you to rule in the midst of your enemies. It is by the Spirit of the Lord that Paul looked at Elymas and said, you son of perdition, you shall be blind for a season. And he was blind. It is the Spirit of the Lord that brought the anger, the fervency, the zeal of the Lord upon you that make you operate in signs, in wonders, in power, in zeal, that makes you confront the enemy, that makes you unexplainable, is the dimensions of the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophets, upon the judges, upon the kings in the Old Testament, they all did wonders. If you have a computer Bible, go and just search for Spirit of the Lord and let it bring scriptures for you. You will see anytime the Spirit of the Lord comes upon them, it is for dominion. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. They tied him with rope. The rope became like that wood where they take that thread. It just, they bound him with chains. The Spirit of the Lord came. The chains became like paper. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, no one can stand you. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, no one can stop you. It's a dimension of the Holy Spirit that the Lord wants you to operate in. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you and you lay hands on anything, the thing moves. It's by the Spirit of the Lord that we speak to mountains and they move. That is a dimension. The first dimension of the sevenfold Spirit of God. The second dimension of the sevenfold Spirit of God is the Spirit of Wisdom. The Spirit of Wisdom is God's supernatural thoughts made available to you by the Holy Spirit. It's God's supernatural intelligence made available for you by the Holy Spirit. It cannot be taught in school. It cannot be studied. It cannot be read. It cannot be bought. It is only divinely given by the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of God, Spirit of Wisdom, gives us insight into spiritual issues. It gives us information that cannot be made available ordinarily. And that wisdom, the Spirit of Wisdom, is hidden in Christ. 1 Corinthians 2. Is it 2 or 1? 1:24. 1 Corinthians 1:24. And we read verse 30 also. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Remember, I said the Spirit of God, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of power. And then there is a dimension called the Spirit of Wisdom. But Jesus is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ in you. Power of God and wisdom of God. Naturally, as Christians, as born again believers, we are supposed to operate in the Spirit of power and wisdom because Christ lives in us. This wisdom is only found in Christ. The dimension of his operation is only found in Christ. Look at the way the Pharisees wanted to put him down. Look at the way he answered all their problems, their questions. The Spirit of Wisdom. And I make bold to tell you, nobody is elevated on earth apart from the Spirit of Wisdom. If you want to know the problem that happens when people lead without the spirit of wisdom. See, Nigeria is a typical example. Where there is a spirit of wisdom, there are divine operations. Things work. And men are not elevated by God apart from the spirit of wisdom. Example, Joseph.
Genesis 41:38.
And Pharaoh said to his servant, "Can we find such a man as this is? A man in whom the spirit of God is?" And what dimension was it? It was a dimension of wisdom. Verse 39. Listen, you are praying for promotion. God, lift me up. God, lift me up and let me stand. It only comes by the spirit of wisdom. If it is not by the spirit of God and you go up, you will come down. You will be exposed unnecessarily. You will be promoted above your capacity. You will be exposed. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "For as much as God has shown you these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Therefore, you shall be over my house. Whoever is over anything that lacks wisdom will always fail. It's a matter of time. It is by wisdom that we are elevated." So the Holy Spirit is in us with the dimension of his power and dimension of wisdom. Time will not permit me for us to look at Daniel. Time will not permit for us to look at James chapter 3 from verse 13 and look at the qualities of the wisdom of God, so different from the wisdom of the heart. And this wisdom can be asked for, can be operated by the Holy Spirit living in you. Remember last week when we were talking about speaking in tongues, the benefit. One of the benefits we gave you is that when we speak in tongues, God reveals hidden secret, hidden wisdom to us. So it is in us already. And we pray it out. He reveals hidden things, hidden wisdom to us. Please, let me repeat it again. Anyone that is not wise that is promoted will surely come down. It is easy to get to the top. It's wisdom that makes you operate there. It's easy to get to the top. There is wisdom that keeps a man at the top. And there's a dimension of Holy Spirit that makes the wisdom available for us. There's a wisdom that makes sure they say to you that he can't go. There's a member of this church that they wanted to do retrenchment. I will not start from the beginning. Got the job supernaturally and was there, I think, after 5 years. They wanted to do retrenchment and they needed to shut down his unit. His unit. They sacked everybody in his unit. They went to the next unit, removed people from there, and moved him to replace people in that unit that he has never worked. Because he excelled excellently by wisdom. At the opposite, and say, it will not be fair. This man has tried for this company. He must not go. Let him go to the old place. The place that he's working at. Let him go there. He can learn. But the people that were there before, all of you, go. Of all the people that he made for us. There was no longer vacancy where he was. They created vacancy for him at the new place. By the spirit of wisdom. It is not by, oh no, remove them, my throat, empty them. If they empty them and take you there, will you not be put to shame? Do you have the spirit of wisdom? Are you operating in wisdom? Remember, by wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. Wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, was the one that created the world. It's that dimension of the spirit that created the world and everything in it. And anyone that is wise on earth will always rule, will always reign. It is just a matter of time. Anyone that is not wise, that is given a position of authority, is just a matter of time. The person will come down. We rule and reign by the spirit of wisdom. The third spirit mentioned, the third dimension of our Holy Spirit mentioned, is the dimension of understanding. Understanding is comprehension of spiritual things. Listen, the same message I preach here, maybe there are 200 people here listening to me. It is understanding of what I have preached that will make a difference in your life. That will determine whether you will come with a testimony or not. That will determine whether you move forward or not. The same word, everybody hears. According to the depth of your understanding, that will determine the height of your results. The root of your understanding will determine the fruit of your results. Same message, same word. Understanding matters. As far as some people will live here, by next Wednesday, when you ask them about today's service, what they will remember is the color of pastor's dress. After that, understanding has been taken. So my friend used to say, Olorunwofuni, God did not give him. If there is a man that God has not given you understanding, that man is dead. Why alive? If you lack understanding, you will be a slave to your mates. You will say yes, sir, to your genius. If you don't have understanding. Understanding gives you a comprehension of what God is doing. There is a notable tribe in Israel that had this spirit upon them. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. See, the spirit of understanding tells you the timing, tells you the season, tells you what to do. The spirit of understanding makes you to separate between men, because all men look alike, but they are not the same. The spirit of understanding makes you to know what to do per time. It makes you to know the next move. You are never late because you understand timing. It doesn't come in the place of shouting. It comes in the place of a word. Listening to the Holy Spirit. And He operates the dimensions of understanding for you. Listen, the same Holy Spirit that is in you is the one that operates in this dimension. What we are telling you is that there is more in the Holy Spirit than you understand. There is power. There is wisdom. There is understanding. Matthew 3:13. Matthew 13:11. Look at this. Matthew 13:11. Matthew 13:11. And He answered them, to you it has been given to know the secret of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. So how can people that have not been given be greater than you? To you. Remember, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here already. God is really here. To you it has been given to understand, to know the secret of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. How can you have the secret of the kingdom of heaven and you be suffering on earth? It's lack of understanding. To you it has been given. Understanding is like light in darkness. It makes everything plain. To you, it has been given. You have a school. To you, it has been given. Of the secret. And somebody else's school is better than yours. You are making a shame of the mysteries of the secret of God. To you, it has been given. To you, it has been given. To you, it has been given the secrets. So if you are not operating in the...
If it is 20 years, you will pray that prayer. Stand there and pray. And continue praying. Ephesians 1, 18, 17, 18.
Ephesians 1, from verse 15 to the end, is a very powerful prayer in the Bible. One of the most powerful prayers in the Bible. Bishop Oyedepo said he prayed it for 44 years. 44 months. I know a man of God that said he prayed it for more than 10 years.
And if you look at the ministry of these two people, it changed. It changed mysteriously.
Why?
Wisdom and understanding are principal things.
Is that Proverbs 4:7? Proverbs 4:7. Can I check Proverbs 4:7? Proverbs 4:7. King James. King James. Can the whole church read together? One, two, go.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy...
With all thy... What is the meaning of with all thy... Just with everything in you. With every desire. As long as it depends on you.
Get understanding. And that understanding comes by the Spirit of God. There is a dimension of the Spirit of God that grants understanding. With everything in you. Get it.
With everything
in you. Get it. Listen to me. You cannot be a lizard in Nigeria and become a crocodile in Canada. Crocodile in US. It is in the blood. It is DNA.
It is not location. It is who you are. How many people that have trouble are calling you? How many are telling you the truth?
If you are a crocodile in Nigeria, you are a crocodile anywhere. You are a lizard in Nigeria. You are a lizard in Canada. Move from there, go UK. Move from UK, go South Africa. Go Sweden. You will come back to Nigeria. Same lizard. I pray that your life will not be lacking wisdom. Your life will not lack understanding. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. The fourth dimension is a dimension of counsel. David operated in the spirit of counsel. Before David took any decision, he will go. Oh Lord, shall I go?
Can we check 2 Samuel? Read one of the episodes. 2 Samuel 5. From 19 to 25. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Would thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, that is the problem. Shall I go up and serve Pepe? Christians don't ask again. Now Pepe, everybody they serve. Let me serve Pepe. Everybody they go Norway. Norway, here I come.
He inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to Philistines?
Will thou deliver them into my hands? And the Lord said unto David, go up.
I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand.
Continue, sir. And David came to Baal Perazim. And David smote upon them there and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of the waters. Therefore he called the name of a place Baal Perazim. Continue, sir. And they left their images, and David and his men burned them. Look at that. The Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim.
If it were some members of USA Baptist Church do say,
they would say, when they came the other time, God said we should go. So let us go.
They will not ask God again. The instruction of yesterday is not necessarily the instruction for today. You need a new one.
And when David inquired of the Lord again, he said, look at this one. The first one, go. What did he say this time?
Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass. behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. The spirit of a cancer is the greatest strategist.
Is the greatest advisor. Is the greatest counselor. He gives you strategy for the next battle. He gives you strategy for the next phase of life. Last week, go. This week, don't go. David waited. When he heard movement, can we go? Verse 24. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the top of a mulberry tree, then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee and smite the host of Israel. The first time, go. The second time, don't go. Wait. Wait. You will hear sound. When you hear the sound, the angels of God have gone ahead. Then you follow. Whose instruction are these listening to? There's a spirit of counsel for you. Hello, are you here? There's a spirit of counsel. Don't move by what everybody is doing this season. Move by what the Lord is doing in this season. And it comes by counsel. The Holy Spirit is a chief strategist. Lift your two hands up. Say, Holy Spirit, I need your counsel. Where do you need his counsel? Can you talk to him there? Where do you need his counsel? When do you need his counsel? When do you need his counsel? I need your counsel. Help me.
Is it a Nigeria activated response or is God's directed response?
What you are about to do? That decision you are about to take, is it a Nigeria reaction, Nigeria activated response, or is God's directed response?
Ask for counsel. May I not miss you. May I not miss you. In the name of Jesus.
I shared with you once, 1998. Since the 80s, I had wanted to travel abroad. In fact, I almost knew about some countries abroad than people staying there. Bro, I have books that people send to me. Study. Know the salary. Know this. Know everything. So I was waiting. In fact, 99, I was supposed to travel out of the country. Prepared. But 98, I went for a program at Covenant, was Pastor Bimbo Dukaya's church. Fountain of Life or something like that. As we entered, they normally distribute what they call covenant cards in the place. So when you enter, you pick a card. That card has scripture. So you read. As I entered, I carried the scripture. I sat down. I opened Genesis 23:26. I think verse 3. And the Lord said to Isaac, stay in the land and I will bless you. I'm still staying in the land and I am still blessed. Hello. I have a brother that I follow. His son is go quickly.
He's there. He's blessed. I'm here. I'm blessed by the word of the Lord. What decision are you taking?
Are you going back to Oshobo? Where are you going back to? Are you going back to Onisha? Abuja, not the work again. Are they go? Go.
But be divinely directed.
Are you here? Hello, are you here? On Monday, the Lord just touched me and asked me to start writing. I started writing about people that traveled out of Israel throughout the Bible. And I look at the reason why they traveled out and the result of their traveling.
And they were different things. Time don't go.
Move when the Lord asks you to move. Stay when the Lord asks you to stay. Don't leave your place of blessing. And don't stay in the place of stagnancy. Make sure it's the Lord that is speaking to you. Do we understand that? Lift your right hand up and let me pray for you. Counsel. For your destiny altering decision. May you hear God clearly. May you hear God accurately. May you see the hand of God. May He move in your favor. In the name of Jesus. May you not be moved by what people are doing. May you be moved by what the word of God says. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.